legend of Rey. We learnt about it in school. How at any time the sky could darken and the world turn to water. It fell in gentle showers and heavy torrents, softening the earth and raising life from its depths. Made music drumming on windows and rooftops, left the land gleaming, adorned with silvery pools and rows of droplets like delicate jewels. People relied on it, prayed for it, and when it came, ran for shelter, cursed as it drenched their clothes, pelted them in the icy winter wind, fell like hot tears on a summer's day. An old lady who remembered thunderstorms from her childhood came in and showed us her umbrella. Even she could not confirm the existence of rainbows. Oh, for those mythical days when water fell from the sky, abundant and beautiful. Oh, to taste those magical gems landing on our tongues and slipping cool and silky down our throats as the heavens shone, streaked with colours, rare and exquisite. Once a girl swore she'd seen a raindrop falling. We made her show us the spot, surveyed the uniform blue skies, scoured the ground for any glinting remnants, and waited, tongues extended to the heavens, until the light faded and the sirens warned of the impending curfew.
I happened upon a small island on which lived a cat in a fez. As I stumbled ashore, I first glimpsed him, a flash of tassel and red through the trees. There were rumours that he granted wishes. There were rumours that he ate your knees. I'd never been fond of my kneecaps, and I was in need of a new microwave. So I crept along after the beastie and followed him into a cave. The inside of his lair was astounding, and I fell to the ground in my shock. I could see hats of all kinds in the caverns. Perhaps my sanity had taken a knock. The cat in the fez sat there knitting, an elaborate woolen beret. Around him were threads, scissors, fabric, and the needles and yarn for crochet. To start with, I thought I was crazy, till the magical Moggy exclaimed, "Good morning, may I grant you some wishes, as it is wishes for which I am famed." I explained about the microwave oven. Then came the reply of the cat, "I'm afraid that I only grant wishes that involve the procurement of hats." "I can see that you're disappointed," he continued to knit as we sat. "But it's a specialist field, I realise. But you don't forget that I am just a cat." I had to concede him the point there. I'd been blinded by material greed. So I ordered a Stetson and a cloth cap and a sombrero made of ribbons and tweed. I'm still waiting for my items to come through. They've been dispatched, so the email says. But I really think that I was swindled. Swindled by a cat in a fez.
Thank you. rose in Spanish Hollow.
I remember snowy far, clear as yestermorn, country boy and gentleman to the manor born. Many praised the sums he raised, the years he gave for free. Something even more than cash he helped us all to see. I can see his rosy face shining like the sun, all his little animals performing one by one. Children crowded round his trike, enchanted for a while. Even frozen grown-up hearts would melt to Snowy's smile. I remember Snowy Farr as if 'twere yestereen. Ta-da, Snowy Farr, old mate. Sleep beneath the green.